Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Your sports station.
All right, here's a band you hear every day when you listen to this show, Incubus. This one's called Circles. A little harder edge than the song we play to end our show.
A little bit, but Incubus has that edge.
Sure they do. Here's Troy Black, the football coach, head football coach at Wichita Collegiate. They pulled an interesting win last week, and I don't know if you heard this, Coach Black, but on this show I said I expected Halstead to win that game.
Yeah, we did hear you guys made our weekly highlight film.
You guys got to cut me some slack. You know I'm elderly, right?
That's true. And you did give us some love. You did say you love us. And so, you know, we appreciate that.
Well, I fully expect Cheney to whip you coming up tomorrow night.
Okay. Keep predicting against us. That's good. We like that. We like that.
So your team kind of rose up last week. You had to be really proud, I would suspect. That's a good Halstead team.
Oh, yeah. No, I was real excited with the kids. You know, we had a good start to the year, and we kind of bought into the we're 4-0 and we're pretty good, and we kind of quit doing some of the little things that we needed to do because we're a good, solid football team, but we're not blessed with a lot of great, great players to where you cannot do the little things and win, and that's kind of what happened. And of course, you know, nothing to take away from the three teams that beat us, Cheney, Clearwater, and Andale. Those are all great teams, and it was kind of humbled us a little bit, made the guys a little hungrier, practices got a little bit better. And they just believed. I mean, we got a good football team. We've been telling them all along, guys, you got a good team. We just got to keep hoeing and stay in the course. And that's what they did.
So I've got some Cheney people where I work, and it's not bulletin board material, but they were speculating that maybe what you did to beat Halstead won't necessarily work against Cheney, especially playing them a second time. So I won't ask you to, like, delve into your strategy, but is there anything to that? Do you have to change things up a little bit this week against Cheney?
Oh, yeah, you know, Cheney's going to throw, but they're a great offense. I mean, they're a great football team, period. But offensively, they can run, they can throw, they killed us. I mean, they did both things when they played us the first time. They had 644 yards of offense throwing and running. Halstead's more of a lineup, and kind of like Andale. They're going to line up and run at you and run at you. I think the statistics were like they were 95, 93% run. So the game plan against them was definitely stop the run, and we do some things differently against that. Against their offense than what we will do against Cheney. You know, Cheney, we got to be more, you know, more of a modern defense because you're going to play the spread and they're going to give you multiple formations and shifts and do things. They got two great quarterbacks and a great running back and a couple good receivers. And they got good size up front. And so, you know, that's a challenge, I mean, to prepare for them.
Wichita Collegiate football coach Troy Black, our guest. Collegiate 6-3 coming off a 35-14 win over Halstead. We're loaded around here in 3, 4, and 5A, aren't we? There's some really good football teams.
There's a lot of good football teams, and not to take away from the other classes, but you know, you look at 3A football. I mean, there's some really. I mean, you think about up north, Marysville, Sabetha, and all those guys, and there's some good football teams not even playing this week. And I don't know why they all kind of in 3A, but man, there's no week off in 3A. It's just not. There's just too many good football teams around and some really good coaches. I mean, all these guys, you know, in our district, Jeremy's a great coach at Clearwater. Of course, Dylan's doing a phenomenal job over there. Andale, all those guys, Cheney guys, they're all great coaches. They've been with some great guys. So there's some really good football around this area.
So you've been around Cheney a long time as a coordinator, now as the head coach, of course. You mentioned that, you know, this team may not be as blessed. I'm sorry, did I say Cheney? Collegiate. sorry
I
about
that.
All right. You mentioned, you know, some of the teams you've had you know, this team isn't as blessed where you can just roll the ball out there, but you have had teams like that. Is it more fun to coach them up like this and get them to this point where you're peaking late in the season?
Oh, yeah, this really is a fun team, and he's a good group of guys. I mean, you know, I'm the weight coach, so I've been with these guys all the time, and we felt like, you know, we weren't special athletes, but these kids just kind of bought into the work thing. They love lifting weights. They love being in the weight room. They love doing – in the summer we have a day we call Spartan Day where it's nothing but conditioning, and we throw tires and do all that stuff. And, you know, the commitment this summer was the best we've ever had. I think we had, you know, average attendance was like 94% every day. And it was a group that they really bought into to what we're trying to do. Because, you know, bottom line, when you play Andale every year and that mentality that Andale has, we got to match it somehow physically. And, you know, we don't have quite the numbers, but, you know, it was just a really special group. It's been a great group to be with. And, you know, I'm glad we get to at least go, you know, we had this week, and, you know, hopefully we can go another week because they're a fun group of guys to be around. And you can coach them hard, too. That's been fun, is that you love them, and they know we love them, but we can get on them, and they don't take it personal, and they respond. And I think that's why they're playing really well right now.
Troy Black with us in a minute. Troy, I want you to talk about some of your personnel. But first, I want to ask you about Mike Gear, who you replaced as a head football coach at Collegiate, and a guy I'm particularly close to, really think a lot about Mike. What did he do for you and your coaching career?
Oh, man, Mike gave me my coaching career. I was a student teacher at Bishop Carroll many, many years ago, and Mike was out there coaching and got to know him there. Then he came to Collegiate, and I stayed at Carroll and was teaching the Holy Savior, and there was an opening out here, and Mike came and got me and brought me out here. You know, he's kind of like a dad to me. Kind of get emotional talking about Mike because he's a great dude, and you know, he's been like another father figure for me, and he's been a part of my life from day one. And you know, and not just as a coach or having me on the coaching staff. I mean, he's just a great guy. And so, you know, it was an honor to take over after him because he's the man that built this program. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. Bill Bessemore, who's back on the staff too, did a phenomenal job when Mike left for a while. But you know, Mike built this program and got this school to be an athletic, not just an academic school. And so, you know, I owe everything. Seriously, I owe everything to Mike. And he's been great to me, and it's just been an honor and a pleasure to be able to, you know, try to maintain what he did. You know, that's kind of he jokes around and we created a beast, and there's a lot of pressure to keep that going. But, you know, Mike's just a phenomenal guy. I learned so much from him, and he's a great man. And like I said, he's a very special person in my life.
So I would be remiss. I'm going to let Bob ask you the personnel question he promised, but I want to ask how your wife is doing. I really miss working with her at Wilbur. I do. I really liked being in her classroom. So how is everybody?
She's doing great. She loves it at Mays. She's got about half the number of students this semester. Our son the other night at supper, it's been a while, go, Mom, you haven't come home and complained once about school. You must really like Mays. And she thought that was funny, but she's doing great. She's a football widow, so I don't get to see her very often. She doesn't see me, so she wants us to keep winning. But she this time of year, she's ready for football to get over so we can go do some movies and do some hanging out. So anyway, Tuesday nights, you know, this is us night, so we get home. There's no football from 8 to 9. So
Collegiate,
that's her time.
Tell her I said hello.
I will do that.
Collegiate football coach Troy Black. Now get into some of your personnel, Troy. Tell us a little bit about what makes your team go and who makes your team go.
Well, you know, we started here with Michael Fair as our quarterback, and Michael had some shoulder issues. And after the Andale game, we just had to shut him down. I mean, his shoulder was coming out, just throwing the football, not even taking contact. And so we put Nate Vogelai back at quarterback. He'd been one of our many running backs. We had three guys that were carrying the ball a lot. And Nate's gotten better each and every week, and we've tailored the offense kind of around what he can do. Aiden Walsh is our top rusher. Aiden's a senior, just hard-nosed, tough, strong kid. You know, he doesn't have as many yards as you think he would, but we've shared the load all season. But last week going into Halstead, we knew we were going to have to run him. And he responded for, you know, 229 yards, I think is what he had. And had a 99-yard run at one point. And the kid is just hardcore. You know, he's 5'9", 190 pounds, nothing but muscle, and plays linebacker for us. And great, great leader. Nate Egan and Connor Allen up front are two returning guys that were all league last year, got some recognition there, but been playing. You know, Connor's been starting for 3 years. Nate's been our center for two. And they lead us on that side of the football. Connor does the same thing on defense. He's an absolute beast. If he was instead of 6 foot, if he was 6'3", I think he'd get some D1 offers. He's that good of a football player. But those kind of the key guys. We got a group of seniors that just kind of do what they're supposed to do. Jack Fox, and we got Eli Graham, who came out this year, Ben Brake, who came out, Colin Rabe. All those guys just came out this year, and now they're starting for us. Colton Weaver's been a two-year starter. Ibrahim has been another starter on the offensive line. Defensively, it's kind of a group effort. Our leading tackler actually is a sophomore, Drew Charbonneau, at linebacker. George Bunning, another linebacker that's a junior that does a really good job. And, of course, all those seniors have got a role for us as well. So it's kind of fun because it's not just one guy. You know, like I said, first four games we had a different leading rusher every week, and that was awesome and nice. And we got a little competition, and I think that made us better too because guys couldn't relax. And like, hey, you're not going to play me. We rotate a lot of people in and get a lot of people playing time. But that's kind of the core group, you know, that group of seniors of Aiden and Connor and Nate and Jack Fox and Colton Weaver, our five captains. They're kind of the core of the group and really lead the way for everybody.
Collegiate at Cheney tomorrow, 3A playoffs. You did a good job of going down your roster. I'll tell you right now, you forgot one person, and you'll remember that about 6:05 this evening.
Well, I'm sure there's quite a few guys that stepped up because we've had, you know, Jacob Chug, who's one of our best football players. I mean, if you had to list him, he's definitely in the top five. Against Andale, breaks his leg, and he was, you know, a rusher, one of our better receivers, my best D-back. And, you know, missing him was huge, and we still miss him. But we've had, you know, we got a freshman, Wesley Fair, stepped up and has taken his spot as kind of our top receiver. Charlie Gorey, you know, got hurt in the middle of the year, but we got him back, another great D-back. I mean, you're right, I can go. There's about 30 guys that have had a major role in getting us to where we are.
Well, we appreciate you coming on our show. Take care of that voice. You're going to need it tomorrow. Big game at Cheney and the 3A playoffs. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right, Troy Black, the football coach. Football coaches are wired differently. Oh, I enjoy talking to him. That was good. We'll be back in a minute. The final to wrap this one up, a Thursday edition. We'll talk a little bit about the Friday edition. Stay with us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!